Over the past decade, Milwaukee has experienced a 54% drop in its teen birth rate, bolstered by dramatic decreases in both the African American and Hispanic populations. The United Way and city officials announced the statistics a few days ago. To find out what messages are getting through to some young women these days, WUWM's Latoya Dennis headed over to Carmen Northwest High School to talk to a handful of girls ages 14 and 15.
My name is Kenya Brown, and I am in ninth grade.
What do you think of teen pregnancy?
It's bad because you're at a young age where you have your whole life ahead of you, and like you have to go to college, and if you get pregnant, that is a bad thing because you might not get to experience your degrees and stuff.
My name is Asia Perry, 15. Well, it's kind of neutral for me for a teen pregnancy because anything could have happened. They probably could have got raped, or like I should say, condoms are not 100% either, or birth control isn't either. So they probably, like, while having sex, they probably thought that, oh, nothing's going to happen. So let's just, you know, do what we have to do. But if to prevent all of that, especially with unprotected sex, I feel like you shouldn't do it at all. You should at least be, like, abstinent until marriage. Nobody's guaranteed to have your back, like, once you're pregnant.
The teen pregnancy rate, the good news is that it's actually down. Milwaukee is making a lot of progress in those efforts. Some of you made some faces as though you were surprised. Are any of you surprised by that?
Yes.
Wait, oh, a lot of people.
My name is Nyla Clark. I've been seeing a lot of people out here just pregnant, and they be having a lot of sex and stuff, and they don't be protected. And when you're a teenager, that shouldn't be your focus. Sometimes you're not mentally ready for that type of stuff. And then you just be going crazy because then you just fall in love with that person because, like, might be your first or something. And it's just too much for a teenage brain. I had some friends who they focus used to be on school, and after having sex and stuff, they just all over the place. And then, like, my mom, when she had me, she couldn't do stuff she wanted to do because she was so young.
So what about the images that you ladies get when it comes to body image and sex, and like what do you see being thrown at you?
My name is Taylor McLeod. I see people like go and they wear less clothes to attract the wrong kind of people, or they'll do certain things that may physically be attractive. Boys will focus more on what you physically have rather than what you mentally have because you throw them the physical part and not the mental part.
My name is Caitlin Brown. I feel it's disrespectful to be putting your body out like that.
So you think you should have more respect for yourself?
Yeah. I feel it's disrespectful to do that to yourself.
Why do you think some people do it?
To get attention. That's why I tend to think like the music people are listening to now is teaching these young boys to treat women like toys or things like that. And I don't think that's like right. With these young boys growing up without fathers and things like that, it's teaching them to be these rude young boys and things like that.
What about the young women, though? What about the women, the music that targets young women and the young women who grow up without fathers?
It's teaching these young girls to go out, wear less clothes, like Taylor said, twerking, making videos of this stuff, posting it, to get more attention.